It's about celebrating the fact that the southeastern region is going to be the place for wines in the future. You know, we're looking 50 years ahead, really, and that's being recognised just in terms of the success that English wines have had and the number of different vineyards, even in from France, that have been buying up land in the southeast. So we're going to celebrate that, and we've got a good story about why we're doing that at Rochester.
And could you tell me that story, please?
Well, in one of our ancient medieval texts here, they brought wine to the monastery to celebrate Bishop Gundulf. Now, Bishop Gundulf was important. He built the monastery here, set up, built the castle. He was a great bishop builder. And so he was very important in terms of the Norman life here and the Norman community. And when he died, they decided to have a big party every year, and they brought wine throughout the year and laid it down in the monastery. And then on the anniversary of his death, they celebrated that.
I mean, how significant an event is this, would you say?
We think that that Rochester was and the cathedral here was probably the first place they grew wine commercially in terms of a vineyard being planted. We don't have a vineyard at the moment, but that could change. We could have a vine. But I think it is significant because I think we're looking at a really, really important tourist attraction and major industry for Kent.